أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أمر ربي بالقسط وأقيموا وجوهكم عند كل مسجد وادعوه مخلصين له الدين كما بدأكم تعودون فريقا هدى وفريقا حق عليهم الضلالة إنهم اتخذوا الشياطين أولياء من دون الله ويحسبون أنهم مهتدون صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 29 and 30 of Surah Al-A'raf. In the last verse we spoke about the Quraysh of Makkah and the Arabs in general who made tawaf of Baytullah unclothed, nude, and they took that as an ibadah, an act of worship in itself, because they felt that the clothes in which they had committed sin cannot be worn when they are making tawaf of Baytullah. Over and above the wrong that they had done, they justified it in two ways. One was that they said they found their forefathers doing that, that became proof for them. And secondly, they said Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had commanded them to do such. So here Allah Ta'ala responds and Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ أَمَرَ رَبِّي بِالْقِسْطُ. Say, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my Rabb Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala commands to al-qist. Qist means justice. Qist also means moderation. Qist also means justly balance. Allah Ma'alusi rahmatullah alayhi has expressed that here al-qist actually refers to that path which is between two things, ifrat and tafrit, excessiveness and also deficiency. The deen of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in every aspect we will find that there is no excess in the deen. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala did not over impose upon us, and Allah Ta'ala does not expect us to over impose upon ourselves. And then the second part of it is to be deficient. Allah Ta'ala did not give us a deen that was deficient, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not want us also to be deficient. In other words, justly balanced. We read our namaz. If somebody now decides that one ruku is not sufficient, let's make it two rukus. Two sajdas are not sufficient, make it three. That is not acceptable to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. There cannot be excess in our deen, and there cannot be deficiency in our deen. This deen is just. Now when we relate this to the previous ayat, that they used to make tawaf of Baytullah. Now outwardly it would have been a good action, a good deed, if it would have been done for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. They said they sinned in their clothing, so they understood a sin to be a sin. As far as that was concerned, that would have been in order. However, now to remove the clothes and go in nudity around the house of Allah in front of people, that is an excess that was not acceptable by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And this is the very, very important aspect of this deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَأَقِيمُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ. Thereafter Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, and straighten your faces at the time of each prayer, at the time of each salah. Aqimu wujuhakum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us that from the physical, the outer part of our bodies, the outer ibadat, that also has to be according to the commandment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ulama have given several explanations. The two important ones amongst them will be aqimu wujuhakum, that when you are performing salat, then you will do it facing the Baytullah, facing the house of Allah Ta'ala, as per the command of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Aqimu wujuhakum also means that you will do it as Allah Ta'ala commanded. In other words, you will be regular in your ibadat. You will not be deficient in so far as your ibadat is concerned. In the kulli masjidin, some of the commentators said at the time of each salah, at the time of each sajda. In other words, outwardly for each namaz, you must be prepared in the way Allah Ta'ala wants us to be prepared in so far as the outer body is concerned. concerned, insofar as the covering of our body, number two, insofar as taharat is concerned, in far as the qibla, the time, everything, all of it, the outer part has to be done. The relationship between this and the previous verses we discussed, the shaitan refused to make sajda to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Here Allah ta'ala is showing us how we should be making the ibadat of Allah, and then ulama said, in every aspect of our deen. That there is the outer part of it, which we will call shariat, and then the inner part, Allah ta'ala says, وَدْعُوهُ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ, and call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala مُخْلِصِينَ, with purity of intention, with ikhlas. And number two, لَهُ الدِّينَ, being fully dedicated to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So there is the outer aspect of our namaz, there is the inner aspect of our namaz. There is the outer aspect of our zakat, there is the inner aspect of our zakat. And like that, every other aspect of our deen, and Allah ta'ala has covered this in this short part of the ayah, that inner and the outer ibadat, all of it will be done the way Allah wants it and for the sake of Allah ta'ala. Kama bada'akum ta'udun, like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala originated you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring you back, Allah will return you. So here Allah ta'ala is showing us that insan, you had come from nothing, Allah ta'ala brought you into being, and now you are going to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and like how you are going to stand there in front of Allah ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, in this world also, stand in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and dedicate yourself to Allah Rabbul Izzat. The next verse, the next ayat, Allah ta'ala speaks about two groups of men. Allah says, Fariqan hada, there is a group of people that Allah ta'ala had given hidayat, Allah ta'ala had guided them, وَفَرِيقًا حَقَّ عَلَيْهِمُ الضَّلَالَةِ, and there is a group for whom dalala has been determined, deviation has been determined, that they close their hearts to the words of Allah ta'ala, they seal their ears to the words of Allah, they blinded themselves to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hence in this way they have closed every avenue of hidayat, and hence for them would be dalala. إِنَّهُمْ اتَّخَذُوا الشَّيَاطِينَ أَوْلِيَاءً مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ, certainly they had taken shaitan as their bosom friends, leaving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The heart that Allah ta'ala has created, this heart was supposed to have been dedicated only to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but they have left Allah and they have taken shaitan as their bosom friends. وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ, and more frightening is this, that they think, they deem that they are on guidance, despite the fact that they are in deviation and in loss. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commands us to two important aspects, that the outer ibadat also has to be according to the commandments of Allah, and the inner has to be for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.